Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone and welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And welcome back. This week seems to have absolutely flown. I absolutely cannot believe I'm back recording another episode quite so quickly. It is flying. But this week I've managed to make a little more headway on One Piece. And super, super excited. I'm starting to see me getting closer towards like the 1,000 episode mark. I'm on 975 974 at the time of recording this, so hopefully by the time I finish recording this, finish editing it, I'll be able to return back to One Piece to get even further. One Piece is one of those anime where I don't really want to get to it where I'm watching it weekly, because I don't think I have the patience, if I'm honest. I think I'm too impatient for that, and too impatient for it weekly. But I want to get to a point where I don't really see spoilers anymore. Really. I don't mind being like, I want to kind of get at least like within the most recent 5 episodes, most recent 4 episodes, and kind of get within that kind of remit. But I'm loving the Wano story. Loving it. I'm trying not to race through it and try and marathon it. I'm not trying to do that because I've got so much anime to watch and I have so many to catch up on. But on that same note, Demon Slayer has started again this week. So absolutely awesome first episode. I have the second one to watch. I haven't watched that yet because I've been watching One Piece. So yeah, but I also actually, no, that's not true. I also did also manage to catch up a little bit further on Naruto. So I think I'm on 127 or something like that of the original series of Naruto. So slowly but surely that is getting completed on the bucket list challenge. Slowly but surely. Emphasis on the slowly on that one. But anyway, that's enough about me. That's enough about that. This week's episode is all about One Piece, however. So this week I found an article that covered the top 20 most powerful devil fruits in One Piece. And in this episode, I don't want to cover all 20 because that's a lot. But I want to cover at least like the most interesting ones, or the ones that are my favourite from the list, I guess. Or the ones that have the most discussion points. And kind of discuss them on here. We'll go through the first bit. If you're new to One Piece, please be aware there will be some spoilers in this. So please do be aware of that. But if not, if you're like me, you'll forget the spoilers straight away, more or less. Then you'll be safe. You'll be absolutely fine. But this episode, let's dive into the most powerful devil fruits in One Piece. Let's get started. So before we dive into the list of devil fruits, I kind of want to give anyone that's new to One Piece just a little bit of a background, a little bit of a tidbit of what a devil fruit is and how they kind of appear in the world and what they kind of look like. Obviously, it's a podcast, so it's not really anything visual, although I think I will start recording the podcast more visually, putting them on TikTok at some point, Instagram, that kind of thing, but that's not happening right now. So use your imagination or use Google. It's a podcast, so you can do other things at the same time. So Google them as we go along. That's probably the best way to do this. But a devil fruit in the One Piece world is like the, I would say the most powerful, potentially, the most powerful kind of power system in the series, in the manga and in the anime. And it's the one that is probably has become absolutely iconic within the anime community itself and the anime industry, and has become a standalone icon for the One Piece series as well, especially Luffy's devil fruit. And the devil fruit is essentially the kind of manifestation of someone's desire or dream that someone's had in the world, and it's kind of popped up as a fruit in the world. We see, I think the first time we actually see a fruit being actually created in the world, like naturally, is in the arc where we see and meet Caesar Clown. And I've completely forgot what that arc is, but it's one where the island is part lava, fire, part ice. If you know, you know, I guess, because I can't think of the name. But you, look, it's that arc. It's that arc. It's fairly cool, that arc as well. I really enjoyed Caesar Clown, and the Funko Pop of that one recently, fairly recently came out. So a very cool Funko Pop if you're like me that collects them. Definitely check out that one. It's very cool. I don't know, you'll probably have to get that one from like eBay or some kind of like forum or like trade site or something, because it was a C2E2 exclusive. So yeah. But you know, you might get something, you might pay a higher price for it now though. Please be aware. But this one was the first time that we saw a devil fruit actually change. It was like a normal apple, I believe, and because of a character dying, or was it a character, or was it the slime thing? Something died. And the devil fruit kind of appeared in that world, kind of taking over that normal piece of fruit. So that was the first time we actually see one actually being made or manifesting in the world. And like we said, it's someone's super strong desire to have something or be something that's created this fruit. And there's only one type of that fruit. There's only one of every fruit in the world. There's not like multiple ones. But anyway, that section was much longer than what I had planned, but you get the idea of a devil fruit. It's a fruit that will give you a magical, kind of powerful ability, but you do lose the ability to swim. That's the one thing they all have in common, but not all fruits are made the same power-wise. They're all very different. There's different types. So there's Paramecia, Logia, and Zoan, and we'll go through these in the episode as well briefly, but we'll more discuss the actual ranking of the most powerful fruits. So one of the most powerful ones is actually Bonnie's age fruit, and which allows her to access a distorted future version of herself and anyone she touches. So it's kind of, at first it was kind of believed that her power could only alter someone's age, like make them older or younger. Like this could be great in like a fight. It's kind of, you know, it's like a, I'm not going to fight you now because I've turned you into a baby kind of vibe. Which, to be fair, that's very effective. But in the manga chapter 1103, it had 1-5 elders kind of discuss Bonnie's powers a little bit further, and they said it allows you to transform into any future, but the more you know of reality, the narrower your future possibilities become, end quote. So that kind of tells us that actually she can access any distorted future that she kind of imagines, but as she grows older and kind of matures and realizes the kind of darker side of the One Piece world, I guess, and the realities of the world, her imagination can't be as strong. She can't imagine these futures quite as much. So that means she can't actually access that kind of power quite as powerfully as when she's younger. So this is one of those fruits where it's not quite as helpful the older you get. This wouldn't be a very good devil fruit episode if we didn't talk about Kaido's devil fruit. And if you're not in Wano yet, you'll have heard about Kaido, but you'll see the true power of this fruit in Wano, so do stick with it. But this is, I didn't actually realize the name of this fruit, I don't think, because I don't know, it's not what I thought it would be. It's the fish fruit model Azure Dragon. So some fruits have a different model version, weirdly enough, even though they're a natural thing to occur. they do have some specific models. And this one is the fish fruit model Azure Dragon, and it's a mythical Zoan type devil fruit that was eaten by One Piece Kaido after the fruit was given to him by Big Mom. And this devil fruit allows users to transform into a humongous, like, giant, traditional Japanese style looking flying dragon that can breathe fire and is big enough to, like, tackle a mountain. Like, it's absolutely ginormous. But the Zoan and Mythical Zoans have been proved to be probably one of the most powerful categories of devil fruits in the series, and they don't just give their users the kind of animal brute strength physical boost, but each of them possess unique abilities based on the mythological or divine being that the model is based off of. So Kaido's devil fruit is not only a source of his strength, but contributed to making him known as the world's strongest creature as well. So all of that kind of tied into one to make it into one of the most powerful devil fruits. If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. The next one on this list is from one of my absolute favourite characters in the series, and that is Trafalgar Law. And he has the Opi-Opi no Mi, or Op-Op fruit. Or it's kind of, it looks different in Japanese than it does in English. It's Op-Op fruit or Opi-Opi no Mi. And this one is a Paramecia type that allows the user to create a spherical area of influence that will enable them to manipulate anything that's in it as if they were a doctor operating surgery. So we see this a lot with Law, that makes this kind of room. It makes like a spherical area that he can slice people up, he can chop buildings up, no matter what it is in that area. He has complete and total control over it within reason, from like a surgical point of view, making it almost like the Doctor of Death. I think that's his actual like dub in the like nickname, I guess. But very, very cool. I really love this fruit power. But this one has a different boost as well. This one has a very specific power. So the Opi Opi no Mi is said to be able to perform something known as the immortality procedure. So where the user gives up their life to ensure someone else is capable of living forever. And this is something that, spoiler alert on this one, this is something that we see Doflamingo really go after, and he kind of wanted Law to sacrifice himself in order to give him the immortality procedure for him to be able to live forever. And that was honestly one of the best arcs I've ever watched within the entire season, or best arcs in any storyline of any anime. Absolute peak. The next one on this list is actually owned by one of the admirals, and that's the Glint fruit, which in Japanese is the Pika Pika no Mi, which makes me think of Pokemon, which is very cute. So the Glint fruit allows Kizaru to turn his body into light. So literally that turns into actual light, so making him incredibly fast and almost impossible to hit, not only because of his actual ability being the Logia type, I believe it is the one that allows you to turn into the element that fruit is kind of embodying, but this one allows him to move basically at the speed of light and gives him a lot of advantage from a fighting perspective, with it being like long range and shorter range attacks. So there's a lot of versatility from a combatant kind of style of fruit. This one is super, super clever. It allows him to kind of make things out of the light, like make shards, make swords, that kind of thing, make weapons, anything he wants out of these light bolts, which is visually stunning. I guess it looks very cool when you're being attacked, but it looks awesome in the anime, and this was a very, very cool fruit to see animated. Now, one of the most interesting devil fruits that's owned or even created in the world is the Dark Dark fruit, which is the Yami Yami no Mi. And this fruit allows the possessor to absorb and cancel out the powers of other devil fruits. And this one is the one where Blackbeard actually betrayed and murdered a fellow member of the Whitebeard crew to steal this fruit. So this one already started off with a bad intention, but it automatically gives a massive edge in battles because a lot of the devil fruits just won't do anything to Blackbeard, to Teach, in any of the battles that he's actually a part of. So the power of the darkness of the devil fruit grants its user can be used in many ways. Blackbeard can create a black hole-like phenomenon within a vortex that can absorb, crush, and expel entire towns. I'll put my teeth in. He also uses the ability to manipulate gravity to pull forces to him. So kind of he doesn't have to move. He can just use the void to manipulate the area a little bit like the Opiopinomi that we saw with Trafalgar Law. But the kind of most powerful point of this fruit is that he can kind of pull the darkness together into a single point, creating a massive ball of black gravitational energy, a little bit like a black hole that nothing can escape from. And another point on this one, on Teach himself, he's the only user that apparently has, well, I say apparently, he is the only user in the One Piece world that has two devil fruits. So he has the dark fruit, but he also has Whitebeard's as well. And he's the only person known in the One Piece world to have survived eating two devil fruits. Traditionally, you'll die after eating more than one. And you don't actually need to eat the whole fruit. You can have one bite of the fruit and gain all the powers. There are some really cool theories about how this has been possible. So I think I'll do the next episode or the one after that, something around that. I might do an episode based on those theories because it's really, really interesting. So one of the other ones on this list, and one that I'm yet to actually see in action myself because I need to watch this after I've watched Wano apparently, but this is the Sing Sing fruit, and that is a Paramecia devil fruit eaten by Yuta, who is Shanks' adoptive daughter and the main protagonist of One Piece film Red. So if you're like me, you've not finished Wano yet, or maybe you're not caught up, you're in the same boat with me. I'm waiting to see Yuta in action, but I cannot wait to finally watch that film. But with the Sing Sing fruit, anyone who hears Yuta singing has their consciousness transported into a virtual world where she has complete control over everything, and in the real world, she can control her victims' lifeless bodies like puppets. And that, to me, sounds not only spectacular from a entertainment point of view while you're being attacked, but it sounds very, very kind of a one hit and you're done, I win kind of situation. So very, very interesting. I don't actually know the full plot of the movie. I've tried to really, really stay away from spoilers the entire time that came out, and still even now, so then I can watch it in its full glory. But that one is one of the devil fruits that I'm most excited to see in action. So this podcast would be like 3 hours long if I decided to go through all of these devil fruits. But here are some honourable mentions. So we've got the ice fruit. We've got, in contrast to that, we've got the magma fruit. The pawpaw fruit, which is the one that Bartholomew Kuma had in, you know where. The gas fruit was on there as well. The barrier fruit. The venom fruit. The quake fruit, which we've actually kind of mentioned already with, which was Whitebeard's. And there's some others as well, such as hobby fruit and strong fruit. So that one's kind of really on the nose with the name on that one. But we've got the rumble fruit as well, which is similar to the glint fruit, but it's not light, it's lightning. But this was a really interesting kind of article to find, and I love diving into the various aspects of the One Piece world. And I think in the next episode, I think I will do the theories on how Blackbeard, how Teach, whatever you want to call him, was able to eat two devil fruits. So do keep in mind for that episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And if you did like this, please do leave a 5-star review or any review on Apple Podcasts, because it really, really does support the show. But also, in your review, let me know, what did you think of the list of devil fruits? What devil fruit would you like to eat in real life? If you could eat one, if they were a real thing, Now, there's a couple ways you can answer that question. Would you rather have one that's super useful, like a GPS, GPS, know me, like a GPS fruit? Or would you prefer something that's super, super powerful, like the dark, dark fruit? Would you prefer to have something more powerful or something more useful for every day? Let me know. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And if you're like me and you're watching anime all day, every day, or at least trying to catch up to One Piece like I am, thank you so much for joining. And be sure to check me out on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff for Funko Pop openings, unboxings, merch finds, and everything else. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always... what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show, so thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick, and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.